Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Yeah.
Tonight, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that is tuned in on tonight. This is Bless the Name of the Lord, the revival that just won't stop, the revival that just won't quit, the revival that keeps going and going and going, and we're going to keep going until the Lord tells us to stop. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in on tonight. We truly hope you are ready to have a blessed time in the name of the Lord on tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, simply for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us as it always does through your word. Lord, we just ask that your spirit flow freely. Let the anointing flow on tonight, Lord. And we thank you for everything you're doing in our lives, everything you're doing in the ministry, Lord. And, Lord, thank you, Lord, for blessing us, hallelujah, to rebuild the kingdom of God. And, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. We're having a couple of technical difficulties on my end. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give me 1 second. We'll be right back. Hallelujah. Amen.
Never.
I said never.
harmony, yeah, yeah. According to the living glory, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, serving the Lord. Praise God. All of us so-called Christians, so-called
Jews, so-called church folks, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We say we are serving God. But, you know, how many of you know some of us only serving God in church on Sunday? Hallelujah. We think that's the idea, hallelujah, behind serving God. Hallelujah. I sang in the choir. I'm on the usher board. I'm a deacon. I'm a minister. I'm a musician. Praise God. I'm a pastor. I serve God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it's more than just serving God in the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. You have to be able to serve God outside of the four walls. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. The four walls, hallelujah, ain't a place. If that ain't your workplace, hallelujah, that ain't your company, hallelujah, that ain't where you go clock in at, praise God. You don't just serve God in the church. And those of us that are serving, say we're serving God in the church, and say to serve him, we're glad. And so why all these ushers got these bad attitudes? Praise God, hallelujah. Why all these preachers can preach these on fire, dynamite sermons, hallelujah, all intellectual and got the worst attitude, cheating on their wives. Hallelujah, got the first lady and the first mistress. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. You singing in the choir, hallelujah, amen. But you scoping, hallelujah, who's in the audience. You saying praises to God, so you say, hallelujah. But you really scoping who you going to take home with you from the church as if you in the club or something. Hallelujah. He say, serve me with gladness. Hallelujah. You ought to be glad to serve God in whatever capacity you serve him at. Glory to God. Are you serving God on your job? Well, how do I serve God on my job? Represent. Hallelujah. Show them who you are. Show them you a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. So when your co-workers piss you off, you don't cuss them out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When your boss, amen, yell at you like a child, hallelujah, you pray for him and you don't tell him to go to hell. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you see somebody in need of something, hallelujah, praise God, and you got it and you give it, that's serving God. Hallelujah, praise God. You think you serving God in that church. You ain't serving God in that church. You serving yourself. You're serving the pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. You serving the building. God say, when you going to start serving me, and when you start serving me, be glad to do. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We that serve the Lord 24-7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 52 weeks. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We get tired. Hallelujah. Amen. We get weary, but we are always glad to do whatever we got to do for the Lord. Why? Because he didn't have to wake me up this morning. He didn't have to start me on my way. He could have let me die years ago. But he blessed me to be here today. Therefore, I should serve him with gladness. I should be happy to do whatever it is he asked me to do. Bless the name of the Lord. I'm getting ready to open the line, but I want to open it with this, praise God. If somebody, hallelujah, dies for you, praise God, what would you do, hallelujah, to cherish their memory? If somebody jumped in front of the bus, somebody, amen, jumped in front of the truck who was about to run you over, but they pushed you out the way, hallelujah, and they sacrificed their life for yours, how would you commemorate their memory? Hallelujah, amen. Because that's what Jesus was asking. He said, I died for you. Hallelujah. I took the bullet for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I took the cut for you. I took the execution, the death penalty. I took it for you. Now what you going to do for me? Praise God. Hallelujah. And you ought to be happy to do it because I was happy to die for you. Hallelujah. I was happy to get on that cross. I was happy to get beaten. I was happy to have the skin detached from my body. I was happy to have my socket yanked out of place. I was happy to have my eyes yanked out of socket. I was happy. Hallelujah. Because I knew I was going to redeem you. So are you happy to serve me today? Bless the name of the Lord. In whatever capacity you serve in God, are you happy to do it? Are you glad about it? Because God don't want no fakers and shakers. He don't want you doing it just because you feel obligated. He wants you to serve him out of the goodness of your heart. Bless the name of the Lord. So as you come before the throne of grace today, know that you are serving God with your testimony. Be glad to testify on the goodness of the Lord. Be glad, hallelujah, to yell from the mountaintop that your God is a deliverer, that your God is a savior, that your God is a doctor in the sick room, a lawyer in the courtroom. Hallelujah. Shout from the mountaintop. Hallelujah. That my God will open up doors that no man can shut. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. He's always on time. He provides all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He is my God. Have you tried my Jesus? Hallelujah, because he's all right. I don't know what kind of God you serve, but I serve a God that gives me a peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. I'm going to proclaim the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of y'all claim them games. Hallelujah. Y'all some gangsters out there. You claim the blood, you claim the grip, and you say you're going to claim it to the day you die. Well, I'm going to claim Christ. Glory to God. I'm Christ's gang until the day I die. Glory, hallelujah. So as we get ready to open up the lines today, hallelujah, praise God. Are you serving the Lord, hallelujah, with gladness, or are you serving him out of obligation on today? Glory to God. The phone lines are now open. If you got a testimony, if you got a prayer request, now would be the time. Bless the name of the Lord.
I got a testimony. Brother Andre, I'm just thanking God this morning for waking me up. I thank God for keeping me. I thank him for his mercy with all the chaos that's going on in this world. I just thank God for keeping me and my family. I thank God for the prayer family. I thank God for apostles. Labor and prayer. I just thank him this morning. I feel so grateful. I feel so blessed this morning just to be alive among the living. Just to have strength in my body, able to get up, and I don't have to have nobody to help me get up. And I just thank God this morning. I woke up, my knees was hurting this morning, but I claim my healing. I'm going to believe God's report no matter what. And I just ask you, everybody on this prayer line, I just thank God for you, and I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory
we thank God,
God
for you on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Don't get it started, Lord. Don't get started, evangelist. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Do we have another testimony on the goodness of our great God on today? Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Any more testimonies on the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We hear you,
good afternoon, church family. This is Linda from Lancaster. I just want to... praise the Lord and thank the Lord for who he is. I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning to see another day. I want to thank the Lord for waking me up every day, not just this morning, but every day. I want to thank the Lord for his air. He continuously let me breathe. Without his air, I wouldn't be here. I want to thank the Lord for his many, many, many provisions and blessings he store upon me each and every day. I just want to thank the Lord for who he is. I want to thank the Lord for the prayer line that we're blessed, that we have a prayer line that we could come to and worship him. You know, it's so important to have a prayer life, you know. I just want to thank the Lord that, you know, for Pastor Corey, Pastor Andre, for everyone that's helping me endure what I'm going through, and for everyone that's encouraging me to stay strong and not to give up.
Yes,
that's a blessing that, you know, to know you have people that actually care about you in that way. Because everybody smiling in your face ain't your friend. So, I want to thank the Lord for healing my son. You guys know I'm not elaborating on this condition. But I want to thank the Lord for protecting him throughout the night because he wanders these streets. And it's not safe, but the Lord sees fit to bring him home. I just want to thank the Lord for each and every one. I want to thank the Lord for who he is. And I want to ask everyone to continue to pray for my strength and to continue to pray for my household and Giovanni. And not only Giovanni, pray for everybody. I mean, the Lord is on his way. The signs are there, you know. That Bible is not going to lie. That Bible cannot lie. And you got to be blind, crippled, or crazy to not see what's going on. That Bible is fulfilling itself. I mean, there's disasters. Every time you turn the news on, it's disasters all over the globe. So I just want to pray, you know, that the Lord give everybody strength and help everybody, you know. And we all know he's going to come for his people. You know, it's just critical times we're living in. And, you know, we just got to keep, not give up, stay in his hands. And, you know, appraise him and be thankful for what he is.
Amen.
He tells you, if you thankful for little things, he'll bless you with bigger things. But you got to be appreciative.
Amen.
I mean, you know, he might not give you everything you want, but he's going to give you what you need. And sometimes he's so gracious and kind to you, he do give you some of your wants. And he's just an awesome man, and he does give, and I just want to thank the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for Sister Linda on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. God is truly good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to thank God for being here. I'm going to thank God for Brother Ella Corey, Kathleen, Virgin, Crystal, Brian, Brother Andre, everybody on the line. Tonight, go get your blessing. It's our time, it's our time. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you all tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Any more prayer requests at this time before we move on to the Word
of God? I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a new day. I want to thank the Lord for blessing my family and friends. I want to thank the Lord for taking care of all those in the hospital and jail and prison and the nursing home. And I want to ask the Lord to please take care of all the homeless. Please, Lord, lead us and guide us. Have mercy on us. Show us the way to go. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. I have an unspoken prayer for my grandson, Javante, and my family. Pray for Sister Virgin and family. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to come before you right now, Lord. First of all, Lord, to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done in each and every last one of our lives. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that it's already done. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you touch Sister Linda tonight, Lord. Touch her and her family. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch her son. Continue to prosper it. Hallelujah. On both mind, body, and soul. Hallelujah. Touch Sister Virgin, Lord. Touch her family on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to move in her situation, Lord. Continue to prosper her also in both mind, body, and soul, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything that you're doing in her life. Thank you for the finished work that you have done in her life. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for Brother Bobby on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch him. Hallelujah. From the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's present on the line. We thank you for Evangelist Jackie on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for everything you're doing in her life. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for Mother Albert. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for her caretaker, Lord, and everything you're doing in both of their lives. Thank you, Lord, for prospering everybody in attendance on tonight. We have come here for no other purpose than to serve you. Hallelujah. Touch your sister Arabia, Lord. Touch her in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Continue to prosper her way. Hallelujah. Continue to lead her and guide her and mold her and save her, Lord. Touch Sister Keisha on tonight and Sister Michelle. Hallelujah. Touch their family in a mighty way. And, Lord, we thank you for everything you're doing on tonight. Lord, touch the man of God as he gets ready to come forth and bring forth your word on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And continue to strengthen him, Lord, in each and every way that you can. Lord, we thank you for everything that you are about to say to us on tonight. Our ears and our hearts are open to receive your word.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, we thank you in advance. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen.
Yes,
bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We ought to give the Lord some praise right quick. Hallelujah, because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, because he's worthy to be sanctified. Just because he's God, he shouldn't have to do anything. We should just praise him just for him being God all by himself. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise your holy name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is time for the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to say it again. It is time for the word of God on tonight. Praise God. And coming
Hallelujah.
Forth like he has done since May 11th. Since May 11th. That's how long we've been going with this revival, y'all. Hallelujah. Like he's been doing it since May 11th. He is getting ready to come forth and bring forth a word from the Lord. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. I am talking about none other than the leader, the pastor of the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based out of Long Beach, California. I'm talking about none other than your friend and mine, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, immediately after this day. This old school jam. Praise God, we are going to be in the hands of the man of God.
That's the life. Damn, he saved me. That's the death. Buried, he carried my sins far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified. Yeah. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he came my sin far away. Well, then arriving, he justified. Could be. That's when Jesus came down to be.
Somebody put your hands together and give God praise right now. Wherever you're at right now, come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. The death, the burial, the resurrection of our Savior. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give him praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me.
Hallelujah.
Man, hallelujah. Come on, give him praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, there ain't no God like our God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We should still be high from yesterday. Glory to God. How many of you, glory to God, enjoyed yesterday? How many know that God met us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Because we are experiencing new mercies. Come on here. Like the Bible says that his mercies are new what? Every morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woke up this morning with new mercies. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
And he said that his faithfulness, hallelujah, God's faithfulness. How many know that God's faithfulness never fails? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He is so faithful.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, amen.
We thank God on tonight. We thank God on tonight. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Giving honor to God on tonight. Amen. Giving honor to my dear brother from another mother. Amen. Elder Andre. Peace and blessings out to
bless
my brother
you, my
tonight. Brother. Amen. And to everyone that's under the sound of my voice tonight. To all of the awesome, wonderful, beautiful saints of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Come on and give God another praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want somebody just to thank God for being saved tonight. Thank you, Lord, for saving me, Lord. Thank you for filling me, Lord God. Thank you for giving me a mind to stay. saved? How many of you know that many got saved but didn't stay saved? Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
But we just thank God tonight that we still saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm still thinking about yesterday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And how Daddy just came in and tabernacled with us. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Somebody just begin to praise him in the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. If you feel with God's precious Holy Ghost right now, just begin to praise him. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. We bless your name tonight. Thank you, Father. Tonight I want to do something different, y'all. God's putting it in my spirit to go this way tonight. I want at least three people. Maybe four, depending on how the Spirit of God lead us tonight, to tell me, or to tell us, how the Word of God blessed you yesterday. Two things out of the Word of God that blessed you yesterday and took you to another level. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I can tell you how the Lord blessed me. I can tell
bless
you one
day. Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, prophetess.
God has took me to another level in him spiritually, and he showed himself to me. Hey, shout out, I'm an 80-year-old shout. And he rests on
yes,
me.
Yes, God.
God, I'm 80. And he showed me God all by himself. He showed up and showed out on this line yesterday. And he told me, take me as my word. Trust in me. Lean on me. Because I'm a loving, merciful God. And I got
yes,
drunk
yes.
in the spirit yesterday. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
I experienced the presence of God like never before, like yesterday.
Wow. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a praise right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you know, when you testify, they give you overcoming power. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
They give you overcoming power, and they overcame him. See, you're not going to overcome if you stand on your testimony. You got to tell it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In order for God to be able to get the glory, you got to tell it. You got to speak it out loud. Glory to God. And the minute you tell it, it makes you an overcomer. Come on here, somebody. Because what the enemy is trying to do to us at all times is to kill our testimony. Come on here, somebody. Oh, yeah, I'm finna knock the hell out this devil tonight, hallelujah. I just heard, oh, no, don't say it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to say that, hallelujah. His mission thing. Can y'all hear me good tonight?
Amen.
Everybody can hear me okay, though?
Yeah, we got a lot of weed in the background, but we can hear you.
Amen.
Oh, okay. Amen. Okay, well, let me see if I can knock this wind out, glory to God. Cause I don't want nothing to interfere with nothing tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's a little better, Pastor Corey.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody give God praise and glory right now. Somebody
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You praise God for Prophetess Jackie's testimony, because when you testify, they give power to the blood. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And when you give power to the blood, guess what the blood is going to do? The blood is going to justify you. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. But you ain't going to never know what it is to overcome hell. You begin to speak out of your mouth. Amen. And say what the Lord. That's why the Bible says that the redeemer of the Lord say so. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Why do you think he don't want you to say nothing? Come on here, somebody. He don't want you to testify. He don't want you to tell nothing. He just wants you to sit on it. But tell somebody that this is too hot to sit on. Glory to God. You got to tell somebody. Jeremiah found out that he couldn't set on it. He said it just like fire, shit up in my bones. Hallelujah. The more I said, I ain't going to talk about it. Amen. The word in me won't let me be quiet. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I tell somebody, it's not fire if you can set on it. It's fire when you can't set on it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God a praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
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 And so tonight, because God got us so drunk last night,
hallelujah,
we're going to finish the party off. We're going to celebrate. We're going to finish celebrating the communion part.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
How many of you still feel like partying? Now, y'all know when we was in the world, you know what I'm saying? They would turn the lights out and the music off, and we'd still be dancing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Those of us with a drink in our hand. Come on here, somebody. Saying the party ain't over. Glory to God. And when we think about the goodness of Yahshua and all that he's done for us, glory to God, we should keep on partying. Come on here, somebody. Because what the blood showed last night is this. It, that ain't nobody mad but the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
But I just hear
that old song. And it's an oldie. I haven't heard this in a minute, but you know how the Holy Ghost will bring old songs to you. I'm just hearing in my spirit, I'm so glad that Yahshua lifted you. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that Yahshua lifted me. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
If he lifted you tonight, come on and give him praise.
Hallelujah.
My prayer tonight, beloved, is that God will get us so tore up they have to call this a praise line. Neighbor, have you been on the praise line? The praise line? Your folks go crazy every time you say the name Yahshua. Every time you say the name Jesus, they go crazy. Glory to God. I don't know what's wrong with them. They won't shut up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They talking about how good he is, how wonderful he is. Hallelujah. He's a counselor. He's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. He's a Prince of Peace. They keep talking about how, glory to God, he keeps supplying all they need. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. They keep talking about every time they turn around. He keep on blessing them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But how many of you know that we've got to decree and declare the name of the Lord? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Is there anybody else that want to share, glory to God, how God blessed them last night through the word? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know the drunk folks last night, glory to God, because I'm one of them, glory to God. Hallelujah. Evangelist. Testified she was one of them, so I know there's some drunk folks in the house last night because we had the wine, glory to God. The wine was in the house, and the bread was in the house, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anybody else want to testify?
Let me move.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, Mother.
Praise God. Praise the Lord, Mother. I thank and praise God for being here and being on the line tonight. Thank you, praise God, for your apostle and elder. I thank you, praise God, for all the men and women of God. I thank and praise God how he's showing up and showing out through the word of God. I thank and praise God that I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Pray my strength in the Lord that I will grow stronger in his grace and mercy.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Hey, amen.
Hallelujah.
Two things out of the word that you got last night. That bless your soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, my own night.
Yes, Brother Brian, what's going on, man of God?
Oh, that's
right now. This is what I want. I want anybody that got two things out of what God said to them last night that took them to another level through the word of God last night.
Pastor Corey, the two things that took me to another level was, you know, I always heard about the blood, Jesus and his blood, but I didn't realize how powerful it was.
Yeah,
and that uplifted me a lot, you know. And I was glad to know the capabilities and his powers, his working powers through his blood.
Amen.
And with his blood, the blood he shared for us, what it represented. Because even though you go to church, they don't elaborate, they don't break down certain scriptures.
Yeah.
So when you just get a full understanding of it, that's what I like with you. When you're in church, it's more about, you know, they hooping and hollering and passing that basket or that money tray, and then after they feel they done collected what was needed, and it's time to go. But I was really uplifted that you said, and I'm uplifted every day. That's why I keep coming back, because you are the true prophet. You take the time to explain certain words and certain scriptures, and you'll keep repeating it and repeating it until it registers. And
you.
I was really uplifted about that, and I'm uplifted about you and Brother Andre, you know, because like I keep saying, if you don't understand, you don't understand. I mean, you can sit there and you can read this Bible or a certain scripture over and over and over, but if you don't have an understanding of it, you're not getting nothing out of it. You see what I'm trying to say? So I was really uplifted that, you know, you took the time and you broke it down to us and you explained to us how, you know, what the blood really truly represents, you know, and how, what type of power it has in the blood. Okay, now the devil got bitten. Because when you said, take the cracker represent the Lord's body. When you said take the Lord's body and lift it up towards the heavens, my whole phone shut off. And I was like, look at this devil, he's alive. So I grabbed the cell phone to try to get back in. But I couldn't because apparently the plan my cell phone has wouldn't allow me to call through there to get through. So I just got on my knees and I just prayed and I just said, I'm with them. I'm with them. And I just, you know, because that wasn't my first time ever taking the communion. So I, you know, I did it before and I, you know what you're supposed to do. So I just prayed about it and thanked the Lord and I did it on my own.
Amen.
You know, so, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. That's what come, you know, I'm not an embarrassed person. I tell anybody, I don't know. I don't understand. Help me understand because knowing something and not having an understanding is like not knowing anything. So that uplifts me, you know. But, you know, there's power in his blood. There's power in him. You know.
Amen.
I just want to thank you and thank everybody and thank God, you know. And I did say certain things in private to the Lord. And he's the only one I'm concerned about. What other people say or think, it doesn't matter. Because I'm trying to see his face. So.
Amen.
You know, I was really happy, and that uplifted me a lot. And I was able to have a complete good night rest last night. So,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Bishop, can I say something? Apostle, can I say something?
Yes.
Apostle, can I say something to Sister Linda? She right about that. That's why I love. That's why I stayed up under the fellowship. Because Bishop Apostle breaks it down where you can a baby can understand it. My grandkids understand when he teaches. Because I went to many churches. Mm-hmm. City of Refuge was the main church, and all they use is big words. And I never really got understanding to a lot of things. So I had to ask God to give me understanding because they use the big words. But Apostle used the word, but he breaks down what the word means.
Amen.
And I love that about Apostle. You break it down, Linda, where we can understand it. And that you grow. When you can understand something, you'll grow. When you don't understand something, you can't grow because you're stuck.
Hey,
and some people
exactly.
are crazy.
And you get frustrated and you give up because you're not understanding it.
Yep.
You know, the devil has a way of creeping in and discouraging you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yep. That's what I love about people. When you don't understand, you will stop. You stop it till you get understanding, and I love that about you. And I thank God for you.
Amen.
Praise God.
And I want to thank everybody for having patience with me, you know, because it could be frustrating or nerve-wracking. But if you don't understand, you don't understand, and this is not the time to be prideful and boastful, you know. If you need to know what's really going on and get an understanding, you need to ask questions. Just because one person is in a higher level in Christ, and I'm not, so I'm trying to get to the level I need to be in Christ, so I ask questions.
That's right. We're supposed to.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I just want to say I thank and praise God that the blood have never lost its power.
Come on,
amen.
That's
amen.
What I got out of the program last night. God have never lost his power. So I give him all the praise. So all the praise belong to God.
Amen.
I thank and praise him for hearing the word from God. Coming from the men and women of God. I thank and praise him. I know I just had my said my prayer request, and he said make it known. I just thank God.
Yeah,
I just thank God. He's a mighty God. And that blood is a strong power.
Yes, he is.
He never lost his power. And I thank God that blood keeps us alive and living in him.
Amen.
So you all
amen.
Continue to pray for me. Continue to pray that my strength goes strong in God. God is coming.
Amen.
Amen. No matter how we build up the kingdom, we better be building it up for God. You all keep
amen.
Praying for me. Pray for my siblings, my children, and pray for young people around the globe. And keep the pastor and everyone that's on the line, keep them in prayer.
Amen.
Amen, amen, glory.
Come on and give God a praise for that. Come on, hallelujah, glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen, it's a blessing.
That's what.
It's a blessing to get an understanding. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Because the Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing, but in all you're getting, get what? Get an understanding. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because once you get an understanding, nothing can shake you. That's why the Lord tells us to get an understanding, because your understanding is your foundation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the enemy, out of all the things that he fights, he really fights our understanding. That's why I tell him, I tell the saints of God that God has given me, amen. Make sure before you leave out of my presence that you get the understanding that you need. Amen.
Amen.
Because that's what's going to make your harvest great. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Your harvest, your increase is going to come back according to what? Your understanding. That's why everybody don't get the same return on their seed. Because it's according to what you understand. And the enemy know that. So he going to come and try quick to try to take away your understanding, because he knows that your understanding is the key to your harvest. But with this fellowship, the devil is a liar. He cannot take away nothing here. We understand clearly. We hear the voice of God clearly. And we love the voice of our Lord, and we thank him, because he said, well, my sheep know my voice. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I tell
hallelujah.
You about my friends and neighbor.
Neighbor.
I'm so glad God has given me an understanding. Come on here, somebody.
I'm neighbor, I'm so glad God gives me an understanding.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the praises of God right there. Somebody need to drop a praise right there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That's always big words, but at the end of the day, I got to know what the big word means so I can break it down into a small word so I can walk in it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Man, hallelujah.
It's no good for me to have a big word and I don't know the meaning to it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I
hallelujah.
Just got a big word, but I can't operate it. Glory to God. But if the Lord bless me and break it down to me, you know, I'm gonna share something with you, child of God. I want you to write this down because God gave it to me early in ministry. And he said, the depthness of anything is in the simplicity. He said, the depthness of anything is in the simplicity. I said, Lord, what do you mean? He said, people trying to be deep. He said, but they don't understand that the depthness of anything is in how simple you can make it. Come on here, somebody. People trying
Amen.
To get
Hallelujah.
Deep and they lost, glory to God. People trying to get deep and they empty, glory to God. Amen. They looking like they got something that they really don't because they got the wisdom of it, but don't have an understanding. God, I'm going to leave this alone. But the Bible says that all you're getting, you what? Get an understanding, glory to God.
Amen.
So if we finish being deep, then we can have what? An understanding, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah.
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 But isn't it amazing, child of God, how God turned natural crackers into supernatural?
Amen.
Because when we lifted it up, he said that the bread represented what? His body. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Man.
And in this day and hour, we need Dr. Yahshua more than we need any doctor that we've ever
Amen.
Needed in our life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
At a rapid rate. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
If ever there's a time to be praying, it's right now. Come on here, somebody. You got
Amen.
To know that you know
Amen.
That you know. Come on here, somebody. You can't be guessing.
Hallelujah.
You can't be hoping.
Thank
you got Lord. To know. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because if you don't know, the enemy going to come and shake you on what you don't know. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'll see you.
Amen.
We got to know that our God is still a healer. Come on here, somebody. We got to know that the word
yes,
still works. Come on here, somebody. We got
Amen.
To know that by his stripes we are healed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And even though the more you say it, you're going to feel it. Even if you don't feel it, still say it. Why? Because it's the truth. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And if you say something long enough and believe it long enough, it'll get down in your spirit.
And it will become what? The truth in you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So
to become activated.
Yeah, that's why the Lord tell us to keep saying, call those things that be not as though they were, because the truth will become truth in you. Come on here, somebody. That's why
Amen.
The enemy don't want you to say nothing. But I'm here as your Lamar's coach. You can call me your Lamar's coach tonight, glory to God, because I'm telling you, push. Pray until something happens, glory to God. Don't just pray. Pray until you feel something change.
Hallelujah
to
yes.
God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
This ain't the time for no cute prayer. And this is prayer time to where I'm going to pray
on.
Until I see something happen. I'm going to pray until something breaks. I'm going to pray until something is no longer the way it was. I'm going to pray until God answers. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to pray until my situation changes in line up with the word of God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Put my pen off the table like this.
We got to pray out of our spirit, beloved. Why? Because when we pray out of our spirit, the Bible says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Come on here, somebody. So I got to pray while the fire of God is moving in me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because that's going to be the prayer that get what? Results. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on and give God another praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm not going to be before you long tonight, but I just want to encourage you, amen, that the blood, like Mother said, the blood still works. Come on here, somebody. The
amen.
Blood is not
hallelujah.
Losing power. Come
hallelujah.
On here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And as a believer, we got the right to use it. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, y'all didn't catch that, what the Holy Ghost said just now. He said, as a believer, we have the right, come on
to
here, somebody.
To use it.
Amen.
Amen.
And how many of you know that God says the more we use the blood, then that's when the blood become more powerful in our life. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The blood is also a vindicator. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
People wonder why they can't do things to you and get away with it, because the blood won't let them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know, as soon as Cain killed Abel, the blood spoke?
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all, this is powerful. Can y'all catch this tonight? I just heard the Lord say, as soon as Cain slew Abel, the blood spoke out for Abel.
Yes, Lord.
And the blood came back and judged Cain. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Cain is symbolic of the devil. So how many of you know that whenever the enemy tries to do something to us, that the blood speak up? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Tell somebody, I thank God for the blood, neighbor.
I thank the Lord for the blood.
Hallelujah to God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So, amen. Come on, let's continue to give God praise and glory. Why? Because we have an obligation. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe Elder Andre said tonight, how will we continue to show our appreciation for someone who died in our place? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In other words, you know you living because of them. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, I ain't going to be before you long. I'm getting ready to wrap it up. But I just want to say this to you. Glory to God. If the Lord died so we can live, how are we living for him?
Thank you.
In this hour.
Amen.
And how are we showing our appreciation?
Amen.
Hallelujah for everything he's done. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, if all I got is this little praise here, Let me make sure I turn it up, glory to God, so I can give you all of it. Because if it were not for you, glory to God, I wouldn't be living, glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I believe a songwriter said, His grace and mercy brought me through.
Amen.
I'm living this moment
because
of you.
Yes,
I want to praise you and thank you too. Because your grace and mercy brought me through. Somebody needs to give God a praise. I'm not talking about a pancake praise. I'm talking about the kind of praise that thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
How many of you can say it's His grace and mercy that brought you through?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
When the enemy tried to take you out, God had a plan to keep you in. Hallelujah. When the enemy said you wasn't going to make it, God had another plan to say you're going to make it, and not only make it, but I'm going to give you a testimony in the middle of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you know that God is the final say.
Oh,
come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell somebody it ain't over.
It ain't over.
It ain't over.
It ain't over till God
Hallelujah.
Says it's over. Come on, neighbor. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Man, hallelujah.
I don't care if they're telling you you're going to die. If God said you're going to live, guess what? You're going to live. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh.
Hallelujah.
You know where you put it at?
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I think you put it in the other one.
We scared of the wrong things, y'all. We need to be more afraid of Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Got it. Okay. So
we're going to give God
I can say again.
Is there anybody else?
Amen.
You did it.
Come on and give God another shout of victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on and worship the Lord right now. Come on, put your hands up and tell the Lord thank you and how much you love him tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Somebody worshiping for his goodness. Somebody worshiping for his loving kindness. Somebody worshiping for his hand of mercy. Come on, somebody. Somebody worshiping for his blood. Somebody worshiping because his body became the sacrifice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
For our sins. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And so every chance we get, we ought to give him praise and glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody got anything else they want to say?
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I just like to say one more thing, God, before we dismiss. I'd like to thank the Lord for opening doors that I couldn't open.
Amen.
And I want to just thank the Lord for, you know, sparing my life, my child's life, my friend's life. And I just want to thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace. I just want to thank him for who he is. And I want to thank him that I'm taking the time to get an understanding about
thank
this
you,
process in life, you know. And I want to thank the Lord for being with me and guiding me and for not
Amen.
Leaving or forsaking
Hallelujah.
me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to say something.
Hallelujah.
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 Trying to get my phone to pick back up. I'm in the car.
Right.
Okay. When they were talking earlier about the blood, and I wasn't on last night because of other things that I was going through. But I learned long time ago, that's 1980, nothing can go against the blood of Jesus. If you believe strongly yeah. on the blood, that God will deliver you through whatever you're going through. And Pastor Corey, I know you probably get tired of me saying this. When you give us something, you break it down where that a dummy can understand.
Amen.
And that, you know, you give us the wisdom behind it. And I say thank God for that, that all the tests and trials that we go through, we have to know that our weapons are not carnal if we believe in God. Because what God says, he'll see us through it. Even though you need something, God make ways out of no way. And I know a blessing got to be coming because everything been attacking me left and right. The event I was supposed to have to go to tonight to be able to get blessed, to have some fun, lady had a massive heart attack yesterday morning and died. And the man had to cancel everything. So I still see the goodness of the Lord. And when I went to court today for my parents and them house to see that I do as much as the Lord, the judge wanted me to do, he was so happy when he saw me. He was smiling. He said, all that you went through, that you're going through, you kept what you say you was going to do.
Amen. And hallelujah.
I give you an extension until January.
Well,
you can finish a little bit more. But I'm saying that's because of the blood and not thinking of just myself while I'm going through. I think about Sister Virgil, what she's going through with her house, asking God to help heal her situation. And he helping out with my situation. So I'm saying to each other, our prayer and being concentrated to the Lord mean more than money itself. And know that we need money. But, you know, in this day and time, the enemy is attacking us with everything.
Amen.
I mean, I have a bill from the bank for $500 and some odd. Say that I bounced checks. And I'm trying to figure out, how did I do this? I didn't write no checks. I deposit money. How in the world could this be possible? You know what it is? One of my friends said, because the devil is mad.
Amen.
He is mad. You know, I mean, since I've been doing stuff at that house, I mean, I've been attacked so bad. And when my cousin got killed Monday, I mean, that my whole world is like, I can't explain it. I really can't. I don't understand. But I'm going through, I don't understand. And I don't want to get to the point where I'm going to try to question God. I'm not going to question God. Because when I explain to him about love, we pray every day. And we still going through, you know, what is this, you know? When it was the corona thing. And he had to show me, say, okay, baby, I'm going to take you on a journey. You know, and I wound up staying in that hospital 6 days when I had the coronavirus. So I know God can do anything. I can't explain the things he do and how he do it, but but I know he doesn't. You know?
Amen.
When he said he'll never leave us or forsake us, I believe that in the bottom of my heart because, you know, people fail you.
Amen.
They let you put them on the pedestal and they drop you so far down like you're a rocket, you know? So, but I know that God, he take care. And my journey is not easy. My journey is not easy. I was with one of my oldest sisters today. She just about ran me cuckoo. And, you know, when you live a different life from your family, it's hard to say that God not working on your behalf. But I know God working on me because the things that she said, why do you pray if you don't believe? That's what I'm saying. She said she's praying, but in my way, I look at it, it's like, yeah, you're not really believing what you're praying that. You need to stop praying. You need to know where your rosary needs. If you're saying you're praying and you're witnessing to your son and you don't see the goodness of the Lord, that's letting you know somebody has a problem. Because I have never asked God to help me with a situation with none of my children that God didn't see me through it. So, you know, it's like that I'm being confused about what her salvation is. And I'm not even supposed to question her salvation because that ain't none of my business. As long as I do what thus saith the Lord, that's supposed to be fine enough. But sometimes when people try to pull you in a circle, it makes you feel, Lord, is I'm helpless? Or what do I do to stand? You know, so I'm saying the blood. I keep on saying, Lord, the blood. I bleed the blood. Lord Jesus, let me come against the bloodline. Cover me with the blood. You know, this craziness, you know. Then she could say that she went out there and she picked up on stuff. See, you don't know nothing about this. You are picking up on stuff. She didn't even get out the car, but the time she got the car was to go set up in the courtroom and to go in the Dollar Tree. So you mean to tell me, you telling me it had witches fooling with you? The devil is a lie. I plead the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, the Lord say the devil can't go across the bloodline. So I believe in the blood. The blood. You know, when I had young children and was going through divorce with my husband, I was, what do you say, a big young broad. I didn't know no better. I thought the blood was everything. I went and got a can of red paint, start painting everything red. Then it was the blood. They get that vision in my eyes. What can cover the blood? You know? When you paint red over blood, you still got blood. So that's what I'm saying. The blood is powerful. Powerful. So powerful.
Amen.
So I thank God for peace right now. I need that peace. It's like everything is going at one time. I need that peace. The Bible is all understanding. Peace. Peace. And how they say peace be still, peace. So that's what I'm saying, you know, everybody on the line that thank God for Sister Alberta that she felt in her heart that the Lord was speaking to her to do a prayer line. You know, even though that we go on the line with Sister Virgia that Sister Beverly had started, and I thank God for that, you know, we have two great ministers and assistant ministers. In the morning we have Pastor Crystal, in the evening we have Pastor Corey and Brother Andrea, you know, so I thank God for y'all, that God, you know, love us that much. He give y'all the time and y'all don't get, you know, upset with us from being who y'all say y'all are. So that's all I have to say. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, and I just need prayers and ask y'all to keep me covered and that God can surely see me through all that I'm going through. You know, the devil won't make me think that I don't have it together. You know? So,
you know, Sister Lynn, we, everyone on this line, we're in agreement. We're going to rebuke the devil. It's not important in our lives what he thinks or what he says or what he's trying to persuade us to do. He's a liar. We all in agreement. We kicking him to the curb. And I pray, and I tell you all the time, everybody know, my favorite song is The Lord is Always Right on Time. He's an on-time God. And I know, and I feel in my spirit, I knew he was going to show up for you today. I know, and that's why I encourage you to stay strong like I'm trying to stay strong. Our mother, Alberta, and Sister Virgie, they know what I've been going through, and I've really been going through the ringer. But I'm learning. When I get mad, I get upset, I get spent. I get determined, and I'm determined to stay on this line, to help as much as I can, to keep operating. And, you know, we just go, we built Satan and his people. You know, Satan has sent one of your family members to discourage you. And, you know, he's a lie. So I'm praising the Lord that he did this morning. He did give you a six. And no, if there's anything I could do to help you, let me know. Because you know what I always say, and I will always say, you know, you got to practice what you do.
Amen.
We as African Americans, some of us, they forget the struggles they have. And you shouldn't. Like that, because you may be up one day, you could be down the next day, you know. And you know, everybody has struggles, everybody makes sacrifices what they have. But when the Lord bless you to help somebody else, you're supposed to. That's
amen.
What you're supposed to help
amen.
Them, you know.
Amen.
And people
amen.
Just don't get it. Because like Brother Andre preached over and over and over, none of this stuff on this earth belongs to us. This all belongs to the Lord. And when he wants to snatch it, he'll snatch it. And if he don't, you better hope and pray he snatched this immaterialistic thing and not your life. Because when we live here, we ain't none of this don't go with us. So, you know, I'm just encouraging you to be strong, you hang in there, and, you know, I'm encouraging everybody. If you say you love me and you pray for me, hello? Hello?
Yes. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. And if we need help, we are supposed to come together and help one another.
Yeah.
It's more than about just praying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man. You got to show the Lord that you're sincere. You know, this is the time we live in there, yeah. Finances is, money is hard for everybody, but if somebody having it a little harder than you having it, and you have the means to help that person, you're supposed to help them. That's how you get
amen.
That blessing. God blesses you
amen.
To bless somebody else.
That's true.
Not to be a stingy
amen.
Hog, a stingy hog with it. So, you know, I am happy that, you know, the Lord showed up on your behalf today and they gave you time. And, you know, he's working on your behalf, Sister Virgie's behalf, my behalf. He's working on all of our behalf. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
we just got to be patient and be appreciative.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise on that right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
We, you know, everybody right now that's really trusting God is going through something. Y'all hear me right now?
Amen.
But
Amen.
But the key thing is that we're going through it. Come on here, somebody. We go through to get to. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
So if you're going through, it means that you're getting ready to go to something. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
David said, you ain't going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yes, Lord.
I will fear no evil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the reason why he said, I'm not going to fear no evil, he said, because thou art what? With me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We worry about everybody else being with us, but we better rejoice that God is with us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because at the end of the day, people can't do nothing for you know how, except for how much God allowed them to. But God says, I can do what? Everything. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah. All things.
How many of you will testify that God is your everything? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. Glory to God. Not just some things. He's my everything. Glory to God. So if somebody get mad, decide that they want to part with me, amen, all I can do is wave at you. But the God that I serve, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is still
Hallelujah.
With me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
When he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, that was a promise.
Amen.
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 I don't know nobody that ever said, well, I ain't going to never leave you. But even though they might say it, they can't stick to the script because death comes for everybody. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
But how many know that God is the only one that can say, I will never leave you and actually mean it? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm about to wrap this up right now. But is there one more person? I feel it in my spirit. One more person that got something they want to say about yesterday and how God revealed his word yesterday. Amen. Amen. I know we ain't used to this, so we used to church to where, you know, you take the preacher at his word, and then we go home and, you know, we read on it and everything. But I want to encourage you something about the fellowship. The fellowship is different because the only way you going to grow is to ask questions.
Amen. Amen.
And I tell my fellowship all the time, there are no dumb questions.
Amen.
The dumb question or the wise question.
Yeah.
But I was so long time ago. When you think it's dumb, that's the wise question. Because how
yeah, because you don't know.
You don't ask it.
Yeah. Dumb is to sit up there when you don't know and act like you know. That's dumb.
Amen.
That's right.
That's
Amen.
Right.
The smart people ask questions. If you want to know a smart person, if you watch a smart person, that's the person that's always asking, what is this? How is this? How did this operate? Where did this come from?
Amen.
Because they want to know the makeup of it. They want to know everything about it. And the Lord said that's the same way that we should be.
Amen.
When it comes to him, are any questions that we don't understand, because how many know that you got a thief that's going to try to steal it from you? Whatever you know, he's going to try to steal it from you.
Yes, he will.
But how many know if you stay on your A game that he can't steal nothing from you? Come on here, somebody. If you come and get an understanding, there's no way that he can steal from you.
Mm-hmm. Is your cold drink king?
And so that's why God says continue to equip them
And then Hosea makes it plain. He said, my people are destroyed for what? A lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we said that, oh, this is drugs is destroying us and the European man is destroying us. This may be true, but the lack of knowledge is destroying us more than anything. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Then some of us don't want to know. We want to be ignorant. We want to be stupid. Then that's why the Bible says, he that is ignorant, let him be ignorant still. Come on here, somebody. In other words, don't try to talk to him. If that's what he wants, let him be what he want to be.
Amen.
But God says in Hosea, If you do not accept knowledge, then I will reject you as my people. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
Man. He said, because you have rejected knowledge, I have rejected you for being my people. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
it's in the book. Hallelujah. Peace of my heart, you know. I don't want to know. That's not too much for me. If God want me to know, he'll tell it to me. My God, he's trying to tell it to you. Unstop your deaf ears and hear. Glory to God. That's why the Bible says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So that's why God puts you in a place to where you can get all truth, because God knows he has chosen you for this hour to know the truth. Somebody bless God and give him praise right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's why God separated you.
What's that?
That's why you're not the same as the rest of your family. That's why you're different. Somebody said different.
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 Amen. And still, you know you different. I'm not talking about no 2 Chainz different. I'm different. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Glory to God, but I separated you. Come on here, somebody. And I mean, you know that it's not always fun to be separated.
Amen.
Yes.
God said, I did it for a reason. Because I chose you. Come
Hallelujah.
On, everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
And because he chose you, God said, that's why your life is different from everybody else. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God another shout of joy and victory in this place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And as your apostle, let me tell you, I love when you ask questions. I love when you, amen, pull on the anointing of God that's on my life. Amen.
Amen.
I don't let anybody pull from me, but those who God has given to me, y'all can pull from me all day. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the presence of God right now. Somebody lift your hands and just begin to worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on in, Elder Andre.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified.
Yes,
Hallelujah. He's worthy to be lifted up on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight
Hallelujah.
For that word. I'm going to tell you what I've been getting out of it. Hallelujah. Being a preacher is like being a chef. Hallelujah. You do a whole lot of cooking, but you don't do a whole lot of eating. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So since I've been on the line, I've been able to sit back and do a little bit of eating. Praise God. Hallelujah. And since I've been on the line, the Lord ain't done nothing but confirm everything he done already seen. Hallelujah. Praise God. First of all, the Lord told me that he was going to introduce me to a unique bunch of people who actually believe his word. Hallelujah. Praise God. And those of you that's been in church a long time, you got to know that was kind of hard for me to believe. If you're going to introduce me to some people that really trust your word, hallelujah. Because you know church folks say have faith. Church folks say trust in God. The preacher get up and preach a sermon about adultery and being going to cheat on his wife. Okay, I'm not gonna get started on that. Praise God, hallelujah. He was gonna introduce me to a group of people that really love the Lord, that really trust in the Lord, who are really living by His grace. Hallelujah. That are really depending on Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then I came into contact with y'all. Hallelujah. I said, well, praise the Lord. The Lord ain't never lied to me yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he ain't lied yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. And last night's message just reaffirmed. Every message the apostles and priests have reaffirmed what the Lord has already told me. Praise God. That's how I know God said. Hallelujah. Because God, when you know God talk to people, you know how he talks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know when somebody say God said something, and they repeat what God said, and that's the same way God said it to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know. Hallelujah. Praise God. When somebody is really hearing from the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So I thank God that somebody got in touch with me and told me to call Miss Alberta and that she wanted to run a revival. That was way back on May the 5th, I think. And she said, I want to run a revival next week. I got this apostle that I met, and he is a true man of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I said, okay, let's do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then she called him on three-way. Me and him been in touch ever since. It's like we went to high school together. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So I thank God, amen, for Sister Alberta, Evangelist Alberta. Praise God. Hallelujah. Being just connected, having the mind to do something for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Something for the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. Her doing something for the Lord led to this. And y'all don't know. I have a revelation, but I don't want to share it yet. Hallelujah. So all I'm going to say is y'all don't know where this is going to lead to. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God said he wanted to be a surprise. Glory. Hallelujah. He said, don't count me out. He said, I'm going to make who last first. Y'all ain't here. Right now, the churches are first.
Wow.
And right now, we last. Hallelujah, praise God. But he said, I'm going to turn it around. Let me put it like this. Oh, Lord, glory to God. You know in the Bible where he said, I prepare a table before you in the presence of my enemies? Hallelujah, praise God. Imagine sitting at one of them rich folk tables. Y'all know them long tables with one person sit on the one side, the other person sit on the other side. Hallelujah. Now we on one side of the table. Praise God. But the person on the other side of the table, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. The person on the other side of the table got everything sitting in front of them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we ain't got nothing sitting in front of us. Hallelujah. But guess what God's going to do? He's going to turn the tables. See, you ain't even got to get up from your seat. He said, I'm going to turn the whole table around. And when I'm finished turning the table around, everything that was in front of them going to be in front of you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Y'all ain't, hallelujah, praise God. Y'all ain't getting what I'm saying. Everything the enemy has over there is going to be over here. You ain't got to get up. You ain't got to move. You ain't got to play musical chairs. God say, I'm turning the table. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm making your enemies your footstool. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They working hard for you right now. Everything they doing is for you. The house they building is for you. The car they buying is for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything they getting is for you. They laying it up. They don't know it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God sent me here to tell you, he is turning the table. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I thank God for the fellowship. I thank God for each and every last one of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got some evangelists on this line. Y'all ain't calling y'allself evangelists, but y'all is some evangelists on this line. Hallelujah. Sister Kathleen just preached the whole sermon. Bless the name of the Lord. Sister Linda always preaching. Hallelujah. Mother Alberta always preaching. Sister Jackie always preaching. I thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For the men and women that God has ordained to be on this line. Hallelujah. In case we get evangelist verse. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. And we can't forget the hype man. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Bobby, go get your blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God has assembled us, and I'm glad about it. I ain't never met none of y'all face to face, but I love it. I'm glad to be a part of this. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We want to remind everybody. If you ain't sold your seed, get your seed sold. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. And God gonna bless you. Hallelujah. Why is he gonna bless you? Because he said he gonna bless you. Praise God. And
Amen.
If he said he gonna do something, hallelujah, he gonna do it. God is truly a man of his word. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
He's a man of his word. In the beginning, he said he was the word, and the word was God. He is truly a man of his word. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the blood. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody should have shouted on that. But we thank God for the blood.
Hallelujah.
On tonight. We thank
for
God.
The blood.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Everybody, amen. We thank God for getting an understanding on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the man of God tonight. Amen. For being obedient to the Lord and taking time to make sure that we got an understanding of the word. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is food. I used to tell people, this is school. This ain't the theater. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't here to see a show. You here to learn something. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of, that's why people go to church. People go to church to see a show. Glory to God. I can't go to the club no more, so I might as well go to church on Sunday so I can see me a good show. Hallelujah. But church ain't supposed to be a show. We are supposed to be learning
Amen.
The word of God. It's supposed to be school. Hallelujah, praise God. If how are we going to get an understanding? Hallelujah. I remember one time my pastor, when I was growing up, I grew up coach, and he stopped us from shouting for me. He said, y'all doing all this shouting, and y'all ain't learning nothing. Hallelujah. I need y'all to sit down, be quiet, and learn what the Spirit of the Lord is telling you. Then shout about what the Lord has revealed to you. Once you get an understanding, then you can shout about it. What you're shouting about, something you what they say that you count your chickens before they hatch. Praise God, you shouting about the word because it sounded good. TDJ preached a good word, y'all, but I need a thesaurus, an encyclopedia, a dictionary, and a translator. Praise God, hallelujah,
yeah,
man, to get through to the word. Praise God, hallelujah. Hey, that's why the sermon's so long. I'm going to turn the line over, but I got to say this. That's why the sermon's so long, because he done preached the same sermon 8 times. Hallelujah. He done broke it down 5-6 ways, said a whole bunch of big words like he was on Jeopardy. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we still ain't understood what he was saying. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I thank God for the man of God on tonight being patient with us. Hallelujah, coming on the line every night, regardless of his situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Regardless of his situation. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, some people are counsel on. Oh, y'all ain't hear me.
Amen.
Praise God. Even when he was, when he had something going on one night, he still came on late. Hallelujah. Amen. And still,
amen,
had something for the, from the Lord to get us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It's better to, better late than never, praise God, that somebody, some people
amen
won't show up.
Hallelujah.
At all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. And don't let me get to talking about it if the people ain't sowing. Praise God. If the people ain't sowing, I ain't coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. They treat it like it's a business. If I ain't getting my transaction, hallelujah, I'm not showing up. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But thank God for the apostles. Hallelujah, praise
amen
God. He from what I understand, he just started talking about something. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But he's been here the whole time. Hallelujah, preaching the good
amen
word of God. Hallelujah, amen,
amen.
Because he loved the Lord. And that's what the Lord called him to do. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I thank the Lord for the apostle tonight. I thank the Lord for the anointing that he has on his life. Praise God, hallelujah,
yes,
and I believe the Lord is doing big things. Big things are already in the make for the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God, this is just
yes
the beginning. Hallelujah, praise God.
Yes.
Right now, I pay for airtime to get on the radio. How many of you know pretty soon they're going to start paying up? Oh, glory, I felt that. Hallelujah,
ooh,
I had to get up. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. They're going to start paying us in a minute. Hallelujah. And we all going to get some residuals. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. That's a big word. We all going to get a piece of the pie. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God
hallelujah
is getting ready to spread
yeah
this blessing out. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let me calm down because I'm about to get started all over again. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Right now, amen, the Lord. We sowing, but pretty soon somebody on the line going to be in charge of the people that sow. That's how much more people going to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. We like the 12. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's going to be
wow
70 more followers. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God on tonight. I'm trying to put it, I was going to hand it back over, y'all, but the Lord say it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God for what,
yes,
what he's doing in the fellowship, everything he's doing in each individual person's life. Hallelujah. Praise God. We will be back. Those of you on YouTube, we're going to be back tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. We start at 7 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Pacific time. 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time if you're in New York, over in Florida, in that area, 8 o'clock, we online, praise God. Call in, tune in, be blessed with a word from the Lord, an authentic word. Back in the day, me and my wife used to call it uncensored. For those of you that might be a little street savvy, it ain't watered down. Hallelujah, praise God. It ain't stepped on. Praise God. It's that pure word. Hallelujah, praise God. And if y'all need that word, we got it. Hallelujah. We the plug if you need that word. Some of y'all understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah, praise
amen
God. That's a little drug terminology. Amen. Hallelujah. We got that word by the key, praise God. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah for everybody online tonight. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. He's going to give his final announcements and the benediction. It's back in your hands, Apostle Cook. Praise the Lord.
Bless you all day. You just don't know, man of God, how prophetic you are right now, Lord of God. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me right now?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The Lord said to tell y'all tonight, as many of y'all that have a ear to hear what the Lord is saying tonight, God said, tell them, don't despise small beginnings. He said, take advantage of this time right now because the multitude is coming.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know if y'all can hear me right now.
Amen.
The Lord said a multitude is coming.
Amen.
So he said when the multitude comes, we're going to look back at this and shout.
Hallelujah.
Can y'all hear me right now?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said, take advantage of this time right now with each other. He said, because when the multitude comes, it's going to be so many. And we're going to look back and say, do you remember the days when we was just, amen, we just had the fellowship, we was online, it was the faithful few that was online, and we was praising God, going through, amen, what we were going through, amen, and just staying faithful to God, amen, not knowing, amen, sometimes which way to turn, amen, but we just believe in God, amen, because God who cannot lie, amen, God who is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent, has he not said it, shall he not do it, has he not spoken, and shall he not make it good? So in other words, God is saying this time right here is going to sharpen us, because when the multitude come, we ain't going to have, listen here, let me tell you something. People trying to clean the fish before you get them. No, you got to let them come on. You got to catch them first.
Amen.
You catch them, put them in the bucket, then you worry about cleaning them after you know you caught them.
Y'all
ain't saying nothing tonight. Hallelujah. God is saying there's some more fish coming.
Hallelujah.
And they're going to be jumping inside your boat. Amen. Hey, Lord have mercy. People try to figure out how to get the fish in the boat. Now God says, I'm gonna make them jump in the boat. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Somebody need to give God praise right now. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father.
How many know that Peter and were expert fishermen? But the men that Yahshua came and saw him fishing, that was their specialty. Peter was a born fisherman.
Amen.
But how many know that when you try to do something without the anointing, that it's not going to be successful, even if you got a gift in it? When you try to do something without the presence of God, it will not work.
Amen.
Amen.
And so when the Lord came and asked him what he was doing, he said, Lord, we've been fishing. We've been toiling. Toiling means that they've been putting in hard work. They weren't just working. Toil means hard labor. We've been hard laboring all night, and we ain't caught nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you know, that it can be very discouraging to be toiling all night and not catch nothing.
Amen.
But he said, take your net, cast your net, and put it on the other side. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The Lord had told us this before, but I'm going to tell you again what he tells me to tell you. He said, tell them to get ready to cross over. You get ready to cross over, and you get ready to catch, amen, what the enemy said you wasn't going to be able to catch. Glory to God, your neck going to break. There's going to be so many, you're going to have to call for help. You got to call for backup. Look, baby, I need help. I got so much in my hand, I'm going to need you to come and assist me. As a matter of fact, when you come and assist me, I'm going to give you some of this, because I got so much, I can't do nothing with all this. So I must be going to give it away to somebody so I can get more to me. God is saying, get ready.
Yeah.
To cast your net on the other side.
Yes, Lord.
And what you're looking for is, and how you've been fishing is not on the side that you've been fishing on.
Amen.
You need to go out into deeper waters, neighbor. Come on here, somebody. How many know that you ain't going to catch a millionaire in a shallow water? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
That's why Yahshua said, launch out what into the deep. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many of you ready for deep water?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on and give God another praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's time to launch out into the deep. How many of the Bible says that deep calleth unto deep? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to leave you alone tonight, neighbor, but I just want you to meditate on that thing that God is giving. Come on, give God another praise, another shout.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're finna dismiss now.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard. Lord God, we thank you for what our heart understands. We thank you tonight, God, that you are calling us to launch out into the deep. Thank you for the power
yes,
of your shed blood to give us victory over the enemy. We thank you tonight, Lord, that that you got more on the plate. Lord, we give you praise tonight. We thank you. Thank you for what's coming. Somebody give God a quick hand for what's coming.
Thank you for what's coming.
Hey, shout out to
what's coming. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord said, eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has for those that love him. But, listen, but he has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Hallelujah. So the Spirit know what's coming. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I said the Spirit of God know what's coming.
Yes, God.
Somebody give God another praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody praise God for the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Somebody praise God for his Holy Spirit. Somebody praise him for his Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. We need to praise him for his Holy Spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Right, because the Holy Spirit know what's coming. Come on here, somebody. The Holy Spirit know what's coming.
Amen.
And so, Father, we thank you and we give you praise. Hallelujah. What I say unto one,
what I
say
unto one,
I say unto all.
Watch.
And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live every day.
Every day.
Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Come on and give your God a shout. Come on, give him a praise out of the world.
Hallelujah.
We need to talk about the Holy Spirit. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all be blessed. We'll meet back here. Well, tomorrow morning, Lord, say the same.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel something good in my spirit, y'all. I don't know about you, but I feel something good in my spirit, y'all.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I love y'all.
I love you.
Love you too.
Love you too.
And stay blessed.
Stay blessed.
And by all means, keep on loving on the Holy Spirit. Come on here, somebody. Somebody say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Say, Holy Spirit, I love you. Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, I love you.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Y'all are now dismissed. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Get up. Get up. Get up.
I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. I used to chase after money. I wanted the finer things. I was a trooper 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You singing something you not. You rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing. Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seeking first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast. I should've took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show.
We was trying to blow, asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for. When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way, he's the only way. I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it. When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher, I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it
my way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Second Peter 1:3 tells us that God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him. I have everything.
The great I am, oh, by for me.
For you are God and God alone. Because of you my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just wanna say that I love you more than anything. I live my hand in total adoration to you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just wanna say that I love you more than anything. Love me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. When all my friends were gone, you were right there all alone. I never know I did before. Oh, I just wanna say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you.
Heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. Shifting the atmosphere.
One more time.
It's moving. saved. For the Bible said there to be earthquakes and violent things. The words of the song said, Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Look at somebody and say, who shall? Who shall? Who shall be able to stand? Let's say amen for Brother Melvin Williams, Brother Doug Williams. Say amen for the Williams brothers.
Keep